Waiting by Michelle Killian.
It's 2 minutes past the hour. I'm waiting in the hall. The door opens and a small group pass by me. I look to them for acknowledgement, but I am invisible to them. Chatting amongst themselves, they walk down the corridor, their leather soles echoing on the tiled floor. It's cold here, but it's not the chill that is sending a shiver down my spine. I'm worried. A long wait is never a good sign. Pulling my coat around me for comfort and grabbing the sides of the plastic chair, I rock myself back and forth. How long more, I wonder? I check my watch against the big wooden clock that hangs over a pair of large imposing doors and console myself in the knowledge that the times are not synchronized. I choose to believe it is my watch that is slower, shake my wrist and silently demand that it go faster. It ignores me, of course. 4 minutes past the hour. I can hear my own heartbeat. It thumps against my chest like a captive trying to escape my body. I breathe deep and slow in an attempt to control my racing thoughts. In the silence of this corridor, I have no distractions other than the moving hands on that big wooden clock that seem to move ever slower the more I look at it. I find it interesting that our perception of time can be altered by events. When we are having fun, it disappears. When we are bored, it stretches on forever. And as we grow older, time seems to move faster. Indeed, time can accelerate. A year when you're 50 is 1/50th of your life, a relatively small slice in time compared to a year when you are 4, a quarter of your life. With this in mind, I try to put myself in a happy place, hoping it will urge the hands on the clock to move faster. It resists. 6 minutes past the hour. I tilt my head to change the angle of the dial, so now it looks more like 7. I'm getting impatient. Nobody has left or entered through those double doors in over 5 minutes. I strum my fingers along the sides of the chair and then cup my head between them, leaning my elbows on my knees. On the floor, I notice an ant by the leg of my chair. Burdened by a crumb, he struggles to drag the boulder, more than 5 times his own body weight, across a continent. I lean forward, watching him intently, and marvel at his strength and perseverance in the face of adversity. Luckily, some of his army arrives across the tiled floor to give some assistance, and between them they hoist the crumb back onto his back. He is once again on his way, most likely to some destination where I expect a hill of industrious ants are building an empire under the floorboards. I wonder how long does a minute feel for an ant? Does it have any perception of time at all, or suffer the torture of waiting as I do now? My heart starts beating faster as I start to contemplate these things. I feel panic because I am waiting for some event outside my control that will invariably change my destiny. I can do nothing but wait and watch the hands on the clock slowly move round and round, whilst every detail of every moment becomes magnified. Before this day, I never really noticed the minuscule details that are contained in a moment. Now I watch the world become amplified as the seconds tick past, and I attempt to grasp the details before they escape forever into the past, filed in the archives of my memory. It's time. These words shatter the silence. They are ready for me. I rise slowly, glance at the clock, hanging on to the precious moments that are accelerating again. My heart beats faster and faster like a train starting to leave a station. I push through the heavy doors and a hush descends on the room as I am led up the aisle. When I am shown where to stand, I take my place and bow my head, looking again at the floor. There are no ants here, only dust. I focus on each particle, not hearing anything that is being said. Only the final word can penetrate my fixation on dust. Guilty. I am numb but not surprised. I am sentenced to death for the murder of my child, a child that was born with no future other than to sit gaping into space with her mouth open, vacant and unaware of her existence. Now, in my solitary cell, I am counting the days, hours, minutes and seconds that bring me closer to her. I will watch the sun set on every day and wait.